This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Will you still feed me when I'm 42?
I'm almost 42.
When do you think your most attractive era will be physically? Because a lot of people were saying on the HeadGum, but first of all, HeadGum sketches are back. YouTube.com/HeadGum. If you're watching this video, you can also click on this channel. People were saying that you look great.
Oh, really? I didn't see any of those comments.
Yeah.
I saw some that said we look older. I didn't see anyone that said anyone specifically looked great. There were some compliments about Riley's jumpsuit, I should say.
Yeah. I feel like, but it, you know, you specifically, I think, latch on to like minor criticisms instead of like seeing the praise that's maybe on the table.
No, I pretty much searched for praise with a fine tooth comb and I didn't find any.
You have to make sure that everything I said before is cut.
I'm not going to. Yeah. That's not a fun doc.
Monday, that Monday feeling,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Lots of business being handled. We're coming off hot off the presses of the pit wall.
Yes.
Or, well, I wasn't on it, so it might have been the shit wall.
No, it was the pit wall because Allie was the guest.
Allie seems like a better host of the show than me. I should be the rotating occasional. Well, don't be so quick to say.
You're also already the rotating occasional. Like then, you've never not been that.
Of course. Then why do I get lambasted every time I miss every two episodes?
Your mic's on, right? I want to make sure everything's
on.
Running.
That's
over
why
there,
I started
right?
recording.
Are okay. you sure, though?
Yes. I adjusted the setup. All right. The only thing that I changed was that I am the captain now, right?
but like the Zoom is recording, not
the Zoom
the
is recording
program,
you.
The microphones.
The Zoom of microphones is recording y'all.
Okay.
Audition session's good to go, untitled Great. Session 14. And then the control panel is recording.
Yeah, and I'm sure the video files are going to be labeled for the pit wall also.
That is true. That is true. Okay.
You didn't ask just me as if long I had started recording. My recording on my end.
Well, we've got the backup.
But...
We've got the backup from the Zoom, okay. Right? Yeah. Whatever. We're already 34 minutes late.
I don't like
Not
that I
fault.
Can't see you, Jeff.
I don't like that I can't see Marika either.
You can.
Interesting.
Marika.
It's kind of interesting.
If you press your button for your camera, Marika will see you.
Yeah.
If I press my button for my camera?
Yeah.
He was doing that.
Okay.
A second ago.
Was I?
Did you not do that on purpose?
No, because I'm not in the Zoom. I'm not in the Zoom because I walked into the pit wall. What's that?
You are.
Is she seeing the live edit?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. That's kind of cool.
But you can't see me.
So if you press your button for your camera, she'll see you only when you want her to see you.
What's with the energy shift? It was the same fucking episode, same setup as everything as the pit wall. Allie's pissed.
No, I'm not mad at you. Everything's okay.
4 years of therapy. Solved with one con. One con swoop. More technology back here than ever before. Let me open up photo booth on here. Well, actually, I'm not sure if I should. But I'm going to open up photo booth so I can, like, show everybody in, like, a... Yeah, no, that's not going to work. I wanted to show everybody how many screens are here, mm-hmm. right?
Uh-huh.
And so I guess I'll just take an iPhone video and I'll plop it in.
Well, you can you could grab the GoPro and kind of wave it around at everything back there.
I don't think it creates the real fishbowl effect. Like,
sure.
So here's the real setup, right? So we have, this is the control board for the video, right? This is the Zoom, which has to be on and recording in the audition session. So it's a backup, right?
Yeah.
Then we have my outline right here. And then we have my soundboard connected to the thing that's on the Zoom that is connected to Marika on that screen so that they can see her. I mean, there has to be a better way than this.
What do you suggest?
Whose idea was all that? What do I? I'm not the engineer.
You are.
Really?
Right now.
Well, right now, yeah. I meant the engineer of the studio. You know, like, you wouldn't bring me in. Uh-huh. You'd bring me in as a session recordist at, you know, Abbey Road. You wouldn't bring me in to redesign Abbey Road.
Yeah, I'm flattered that you are comparing our studio setup to Abbey Road.
Marty asked me 3 years ago, what should the studio look like? I said, why not just make it look like Abbey Road? That's a true story, and that's why the walls are white. And that's why the panels are beige, and that's why there's like a red rug underneath. But we got that with a gift card.
The rug?
The rug was bought with a gift card. Marika, don't just go, hmm. Like, say some shit. Add to the fucking cultural conversation they're in.
I can't really, ultimately.
Oh, it's such... I was on the phone with my sister
before this. I don't like the Beatles.
This is awful already. I was on the phone with my sister right before I walked in. She said... she knew I was about to go into record because I was like, that's why I was signing off. And she's like, oh, is it going to be good? And I was like, I don't know. And then she's like, are you nervous? And I'm like, I'm definitely not nervous.
Yeah.
But it's not always up to me, is what I told her, mm-hmm. right? It's up to the energy that mostly Marika brings.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it helps
agrees,
when you,
but
like,
you don't...
I don't think it helps when you point it out. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Oftentimes you're like, you do a little mimic of my voice and like the monotone, and then you're like, are you seeing this shit to whoever's in the room? But it like doesn't really, like, it kind of prolongs the moment. You know what I mean?
It kind of prolongs the moment. Are you guys kidding me? No, I agree. Oh, this is cool. The Quitting Time Tour. What artist is that? Oh, it's Zach Bryan.
What are you looking at?
I have an ad. What was I about to just say? Oh, we've been banking episodes, right? Because every year, it's kind of a mad dash in December to try and, like, have all of us be able to take time off.
That's happening a lot around here.
Everybody doing that?
A lot of banking happening
sure.
right now.
I think it imbues a certain joy, Allie.
Sure. Jarred joy.
Jarred joy, yeah. But that being the case, these episodes are not week to week. They're back to back some days.
Yeah.
And so, like, last week, I did an episode. I forget who exactly was on, but Amir was on. And his energy was awful. It was sour. He was clearly, like, down or tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the next day, like, same exact amount of effort that I put into the record. And it was a hit because, like, a lot of people were bringing the energy, especially Amir. He was, like, in a better mood. So that's just all I'm trying to say.
So what should we be doing differently?
I fear y'all put everything you had into the pit wall.
Interesting. Yeah,
that's definitely true.
This is it's fucked up.
Why is it fucked up?
Anya's doing the scheduling. Yes, Marika?
No, go ahead. I want to hear this.
No, Anya's doing the scheduling. I'm trusting her to get guests that aren't going to be depleted.
Right.
Right?
Well, to peek even further
ringer.
Behind the curtain, we got a Google Doc sent to us.
Google Cal?
No, this was a doc.
Okay. You're doxing my docs, but continue.
That was just asking, like, hey, add yourself to the HeadGum podcast
so
recording.
You're taking even more responsibility. I was trying to put it on Anya, who's not in the room.
I purposely...
Yep.
Picked slots for myself to be on the show that lined up with recordings of the pit wall.
Yeah. That way you don't have to keep coming in on days you weren't going to come in.
Yes.
Exactly right. I get how it all works. People like to think that I'm some idiot.
I ultimately decided to come on the podcast today after getting out of a doctor's appointment because Amir was supposed to be on this episode.
Fibromyalgia? What's the diagnostic?
Fiber is somehow related. I got a scan of my teeth and my bone is turning to fiber.
We got to figure this shit out, guys, because that's not good to hear about. Like, people can't be on their morning commute hearing about how Marika's bone structure is turning to fucking grains.
Yeah. I'm a rise of myself.
What is this
I paid show? $735 today for someone to tell me. Yeah, it was the full thing.
Hey,
that's the energy I'm bringing.
Here's the
this.
Issue. The show has become us complaining about each other. I'm wondering if we reconnect as friends.
Okay.
Sure. I do want to say, though, I think it would be really funny if one day we had someone reading energies on the podcast, like in the middle of the episode.
Have you guys seen those aura photos?
Yes.
Yeah.
What if we got someone to do that for the Black Magic camera? So I'm like cutting to Allie and she needs more like loyalty in her life. And then Casey's like, I guess I was a gambling addiction.
No, I'm a very responsible gambler. I love to gamble.
That's cool.
But I what
the hell was that?
I don't know. I was just looking at you. I love to gamble, but I'm very strict with it. You know, I create an allowance just for gambling.
It's pretty good.
Fun.
Are you a gambler?
No, I like my money.
Yeah. Well, you should get more money. The thing about gambling is you could use your money to get more.
Or you can get less.
Or you can get less, but that's the thrill.
Bond of the week. My bond of the week is Matthew Morrison because it's time for a bond of the glee. That one was for Allie.
Thank
so.
You. I loved it.
Not
I love
me.
Well, I can't see you, Marika.
That's fair. I didn't laugh. I just kind of, it was like a resigned sigh.
What do you mean you can't see her? She's not on that screen?
No, I'm not mirroring because I don't want you to have to look at the soundboard.
Okay. Fair.
Bond of the week?
My dad.
How so?
I think it's time for him to break into acting.
Peter Kahn, what's his name?
Tony.
Tony Kahn. I was...
Casey asked how to pronounce my last name earlier, and I said, like, James.
Is that not hurtful to you? What has it been, 2.5 years he doesn't know how to say your last name?
I wanted to make sure I was saying it correctly on a podcast record. I think that's a professional courtesy.
And you didn't let Allie speak. I said, how does that make you feel, Allie? And then you jutted in and you said how you felt.
That's a great point. And I'm listening and I'm here to listen.
Okay.
And I want to hear what you have to say.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Know, if the roles are ever reversed, I'll ask you for confirmation before we record too.
Okay.
So I don't say Donahue?
That happens.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Nobody ever doesn't know how to say Donahue.
Oh, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many people don't know how to say Casey.
What do you get?
Cassie?
Yeah.
Oh, Cassie
Dernica?
Yes.
How do you say it in like an Irish accent? Donog. I don't know what the Irish accent is.
You're
really.
Adding a G into my name there.
I get that. Also, the Q has gotten messed up. How do you feel about Casey not knowing how to pronounce your last name?
It would be nice if he. It would be nice if he did.
Yeah,
I do know. Nice.
But you do know.
Now
and I think
you,
maybe did before.
I did.
Well,
I just wanted to make sure.
Make
confirmation.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. 8th grade style.
Yes.
Marika.
Is this about Allie's last name?
No, just what's the worst? So let's all go down the line. What's the worst way somebody has like mispronounced your name?
Oh, yeah. Oh God. Where to begin? I get a lot of weird letters added to my name. Like,
okay, I thought you meant in the mail. I'm like, do you need a security detail?
I get weird letters
ultimately,
in the mail.
I'd love to get fewer mails. Letters, you know what I mean?
Like, yep. And then the worst way someone's ever said your name? I would say that Jeff Rubin.
Let her speak.
What did Jeff Rubin say? Because it wasn't that bad.
He said America.
Yeah, that's like the most common one, and it is ultimately annoying.
Yeah.
And people then will use it as like a joke, which is also annoying. But I've gotten Martika, I've gotten Malika, I've gotten Mabika.
That's
I've gotten
crazy.
Barika.
Barika?
Yeah.
I thought that's just what they call baristas at your coffee shop.
At Marika's.
At Marika's coffee shop, they call them Barikas. My friend Dom did call you Malika last week on the episode. So I'm sorry about that.
I did. Yeah, I met him walking out.
I heard about that. I'm sorry about him.
He was fine. It was just that, like, we got to lament about how you are kind of always running late.
I was on time that episode.
Well,
you were late in leaving for the airport.
I wasn't there. I don't know what they're talking about.
So what about Brownlee? Anybody say Brownlee wrong?
No, I don't think so. I feel like that's kind of the easy part.
So the worst
people
name
spell
is maybe
it with a Y sometimes.
Okay, so Barika Brownlee with a Y is the worst way somebody said something your name.
Probably
Balika,
yeah.
Maybe Balika. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Balika.
Casey, what about you?
My bond of the week is John Cena.
Because you can't see Bond.
Yeah.
And then the worst way somebody's ever mispronounced your first and last?
Cassie. people add G's to Donahue.
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 Cassie Donahue.
Donna Spew.
That feels like, yeah.
That feels like maybe.
Yeah.
And then Allie, let's hear it.
I've gotten Ali Kahan, but yeah. Also Ali Khan, K-A-H-N, and I plugged that into YouTube once, and there is a singer named Ali Khan who's a man is somewhere in the desert, Middle East area. I don't remember where exactly, and it was a music video of him on a sand dune with, like, a lot of ladies.
Wow.
So
being on a sand dune with a lot of ladies is the equivalent of, like, if you're in Miami, shout out Casey, be on a yacht.
Yeah.
I kind of, you know, shout out to my name twin. I hope his career's flourishing.
I have a name twin also that's a professional singer.
Really?
Casey Donahue is a country singer, but he spells.
Sorry, we really. Just timing wise.
He spells it H-E-W, and I've never seen that spelling before.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Time for another edition of...
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new...
So what? This is where we read headlines of the day that are neither here nor there and wax about them.
Uh-huh.
Starting with more than 30,000 ancient coins found underwater in exceptional condition.
So what?
What do you guys think?
I think it's interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Who found
the coins? I do think it's... kind of funny that it's like exceptional condition, because how would we know? You know what I mean?
I think it's boring.
Oh!
Well, who found the coin?
Killer whales.
Hello, is my mic on?
A killer whale? A killer whale found the coin?
No.
That's gonna be interesting.
I didn't click on the headline. It's about headlines, not the actual news articles.
Okay, all right.
CBS News found the news. I don't know who found the coins.
Gotcha.
Killer whales sink yacht in 45-minute long attack. So what?
Well, no, I like that.
That's really pro Orca.
That's really
pro Orca.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
In Majorca.
I'm kind of interested in the rebellion.
Yeah. That's true.
This seems to be happening a lot.
It is a movement. Yeah.
I think it's cool.
It is the French Revolution of the ocean.
Yeah.
And which one is Robespierre?
Which
name
whale?
A killer Free whale. Free Willy. Free if you think Free Willy is still alive. No, he's more of like a...
he's like the symbol.
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
Because he's on his... If he's still alive, he's on his last legs.
The Free Willy effect.
That's pretty good. Okay, I'm going to... Yeah. I'm going to move on. My boyfriend and I finally fulfilled my greatest fantasy.
Congrats.
And it was a disaster.
Oh, no.
Congrats.
So, congrats.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
This is a headline from the news?
Yeah, that one's from CBS News.
What was the fantasy?
And this segment is about headlines.
Oh, sorry. I just feel like, okay, sorry. So
it was
what?
Voyeurism.
What do you think the fantasy was?
And it ended up being a nightmare?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to kink shame.
Yeah, but try. And you don't want to, but try. We should all shame one kink right now.
One, two, three, go.
Scat play.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, ultimately, it's that one.
Yeah.
I think fire play, because ultimately, if it's not controlled, you might burn down the neighborhood, and that's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
that's
else
not,
consented.
That, is that wh-
no, that's
what you'd consider like wax
God.
Play?
This is wax play, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm fired, I think.
Burning all of us with wax.
Burning all with wax. no, wax play is like a candle. I mean more
like in Live in La Vida Loca when
fire
she pours
involved.
The candle on her
like wax. You know, Marika makes a good point. Maybe I'll change it to knife play because I think that's just pretty dangerous. I don't know how you could do that safely.
You're going
to
shame? You're going to kink shame the knifers?
I'm going to shave shame.
Nice. Okay, go on.
I don't think people should shave. Ever.
Okay.
Allie, one kink you'd love to shame?
Scare kink.
Like boo, and then people
like,
kind of finish?
Get out of here with that.
Somebody watching and listening is like... Marika? Or sorry, Barica? Barica?
Oh, I thought I agreed with Casey.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what scat play is?
It's like shit.
Yeah,
shit.
It's like shit.
It's like boop 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 bop.
That's disgusting. That's a disgusting way to put it.
Man play.
Yeah,
that's both of it. That's, yeah, it's that and your
bebop boop bada boop.
Kanye West and daughter North share quality time together in Dubai.
So what? Yeah, I really don't care about that.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, me either. The real problem with Madonna's face, our fearful self-loathing.
So what?
What do you guys think about that, though? That's kind of interesting. People keep criticizing Madonna, and they're saying that her face is different.
It is different.
But is it that her face is different or that we hate ourselves?
No, her face is different.
Her face is different.
For sure. All right, we got to move on.
But I don't think it's mutually exclusive, you know?
Turn it off. I can't screen share to the frame. There it is. Never mind. This sucks.
Yeah. Okay. What's happening?
Welcome to Pollywood.
Keep going.
This is one where I think the segment is good, but I couldn't nail down the name.
Okay.
Politics Wood.
Oh. That's not where I thought this was going.
Yeah. I know. It's like sounded like Polycule.
Yeah.
Basically, these are all celebrities who have gotten involved in politics recently. In the past, and recently is actually pretty generous. It's in the last like 10 years.
Uh-huh.
But basically, I'm going to read a controversial quote, and then you guys have to match it to one of the celebrities on the board.
Oh, and it's only these celebrities?
It's only these.
And we've got...
Yeah, Casey, go ahead.
We got Jaden Smith. We got Oprah Winfrey. We got Tommy Lee Jones, Emeril Lagasse. Is that Francis Ford Coppola?
Yep.
I don't know the blonde
Amanda
woman.
Seyfried.
Amanda Seyfried, that's right, from the movie.
Wait, is it?
Form.
I'm, yeah. I think, honestly. Yeah.
From left to right, bottom top, or top to bottom. Fergie, Oprah, Tommy Lee Jones, Wolfgang Puck, Jaden Smith, Amanda Seyfried, Emeril Lagasse, and Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah.
Got it.
All got it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. This is, some of these need context, but most of them are just straight quotes. This is on the topic of the 2024 California gubernatorial election. Mm-hmm. So this is for the governor. As long as I can still log into Pornhub in my state, I'm good with either guy.
This is real?
These are all 100% real.
Who's the third one?
That's Tommy Lee Jones.
I think it's Tommy Lee Jones.
I think it's Wolfgang Puck.
I think it's Wolfgang Puck, too.
Edit point. I've started doing that, Casey.
That's good. It's a good system.
That's Oprah Winfrey.
What?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
What's the quote one more time?
As long as I can still log into Pornhub in my state, I'm good with either guy.
She said this.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is 100%
What's her
true.
State?
California.
Montecito.
Thank you.
She lives there.
Which is more of a state of mind, I believe.
Yeah.
Adam Levine, Oprah Winfrey.
Harry and Meghan. Neighbors.
Larry David has a place up there.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Bridges sold his spot.
I love Jeff Bridges.
More than a spot, really. It's got a whole estate. Moving on. Owning a gun is as fundamentally American as porcelain skin.
Weird. Okay.
Fergie.
I'm gonna guess.
It's so funny to not see you and know that, like, on this, you're on the screen behind me, and then I'm hearing you in my ears. So it really does just feel like you're behind me, and I heard you just go, "Fergie, is that you?"
I'm gonna go with Emeril Lagasse.
Okay, and I'm gonna go Coppola.
That was Amanda Seyfried.
Oh. I knew it was going to be.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to put that on her because I think she deserves better.
Put it on her.
She's like surprisingly country because she lives upstate on a farm.
Yeah, but not in a bad way.
I don't know. I feel like she probably owns a gun in a fine way. The real issue in this quote is that she thinks being American means you have white skin.
Mm-hmm. And
again, I don't want to put on her.
What are your sources?
Yeah.
The sources CBS are CBS News all the way through. Here we go. The nuclear family is the best form of governance. Well, so I hear. My parents have never even met each other.
Jaden Smith.
That's absolutely correct. nice one, Casey. All right, moving on. The opioid epidemic doesn't hold a candle to bad infrastructure. Try complaining about fentanyl on a shitty bridge. That's right. You can't.
Fergie.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Fergie.
Not bad guesses all around, but that ultimately was Wolfgang Puck.
Well, Fergie famously sang about that bridge.
Right. Well, come every time you come around.
Yeah.
My London Bridge want to go down.
Yeah.
Well, and she's a recovered addict.
Is that true?
Crystal meth.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
If this isn't true, this is the meanest thing you've ever said.
No, I'm serious.
Moving on. I don't understand why people don't like when the price of milk goes up. Don't you want your milk to be more valuable?
Francis Ford Coppola.
Emerald.
That was Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. No. Yeah, now that you've revealed it, yeah, that's right.
Here we go. When a woman's...
Yeah, try again.
So fucked up of him to say.
Oh, yeah, of him to say. He. What did he say?
And just, this is this person.
Yeah,
right.
You got this from CBSnews.com.
Oh no. What is this?
What did they say, what? Jeff?
Just tell us. What did Emerald say?
If you guys don't think this is funny, this sucks. This is so horrible.
Oh no.
Well, don't worry about it. It's not like something you wrote or anything. This is a quote from one of
you. What did Wolfgang Puck say? Just tell us.
When a woman's health is most at risk, that's when abortion should be the most illegal. Because let's face it, that's got to be one hell of a kid in there. Bam.
Oprah.
I think it's Francis.
It's Oprah.
So horrible. And then the wrong. I can't believe it.
So who said it?
That was Francis Ford. We have to take another break. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, I was just gonna say sorry to pause it. Do we have our Mario?
We do. I already told Katie that we are still in the recording, though.
Okay, perfect. That's tomorrow, all I wanted to know. What?
That's tomorrow, right?
Mario Kart thing?
That's on the 14th.
It's on December 7th.
And tomorrow's November 7th.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. That was all I wanted to ask. Back to the show.
I'm all for a public option, but I don't think that single-payer healthcare...
We're still playing the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all for a public option, but I don't think single-payer healthcare is realistic. I mean, even if one person did have all that cash, do you really think they'd want to spend it on poor people's kidneys and junk?
I guess it's Emerald, right? It's the last one. No BAM after that, though.
He wasn't kidding. Exactly right, Marika. That was Emeril Lagasse.
Wow. He said that?
Yeah.
To CBS News?
And this was, it wasn't in an interview to CBS News, but CBS News did report it.
Oh, anyway. Interesting.
Don't meet your heroes, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you think people have ever thought that about you, Marika? They've met you at shows and stuff.
Probably.
Horrible.
I would say definitely.
Yeah. That was all I had planned for the episode.
Oh,
I feel like we could all
what?
Just, well, no, let's just hang out. I feel like we never, it's always the bit. It's always, oh, Jeffrey, you know, can't prepare. He's, you know, he's an asshole. Mm-hmm. But let's just be friends.
Okay.
What are you guys most interested in life right now about? Mm-hmm. What are you most interested in right now in life? A real topic, something that people might find interesting.
I mean, that's a loaded question, I think.
Because of what we talked about,
no matter what anyone could say, they're saying the wrong thing.
Well, now it's turning into a Casey's Druthers. Give me a second. You start going now.
Oh, I don't. My Druthers, I cannot speak about here on this in this forum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the end of my Druthers.
I don't know, Jeff. How are you? You're busy.
Casey, 2 minutes and 45 seconds on the board.
All right. It's too dry here in LA these days. My allergies have been going wild recently. I am waking up congested. My eyes are watering. They're itchy. It sucks. I should not have to live like this for 2 months out of the year. You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing in my life right now that I'm dealing with physically day to day is breathing through my nose. Why is it such a challenge? Why can't the world we live in just be livable for all of us?
That's it.
And I think we need to change the playoff structure of the MLB. I think it's weird that the wild cards were in the World Series and all the teams that won over 100 games were bounced pretty quickly. I think we need to do something about that. I hope that when Allie takes her driver's test, that she only has one person giving her the test from the pit wall. Sorry, I forgot. We've been recording for 3 hours now. When you go to the movie theater, you should not be talking to anybody. It's just you and the screen. What do you have to say to your neighbor? Wait until the credits.
One more minute.
A Halloween candy. The chocolate's gotten worse across the board.
Is that true, or have your taste buds changed?
Maybe I've become more of a grown-up. The chocolate in a Reese's just doesn't hit like it used to.
Do you think Butterfingers taste different?
What's that?
Butterfingers, Casey!
Butterfingers? I like Butterfingers. I think they taste great, but they get stuck in my teeth and I'm not a fan. I feel like we hit a minute.
30 seconds. It's still a
always look out for number one.
What?
I hope that's mixed exactly how I heard it.
I'm planning on not touching it. Grace, don't make it better. That was perfect.
Yeah, I'm interested because I could barely hear Casey.
Always look out for number one.
Yeah, and you got to keep
that
in mind.
I want to just say that every time someone else does a Druthers, you love to interject but when I do a druthers, I'm not allowed to talk to other people.
It's not allowed. It's that I trust you to have druthers. Casey needed training wheels.
I found some druthers.
Yeah, I thought he did
a
great job.
Pretty Thank proud you. Of yourself right now. Like, I've never seen you look that smug on the show.
I got a lot off my chest just then.
Yeah. You didn't know what to say.
Yeah,
what do you mean you got a lot?
Then I followed my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was my first druthers.
Do you want a druthers?
No.
Okay,
no,
here we go.
No. I think that's really a lot.
Allie's druthers, man.
Why didn't you tell
me? Minute and 35 seconds on the board. Go.
Okay, why didn't everybody tell me that my hair looked bad sooner?
I just told you.
Not quick enough, Casey.
Oh my
our
God,
first
I should have said nothing at all.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have a lot of issues, I guess, right now. I wish that I had more time. I feel guilty all the time. And I think I'm bad at everything all the time. But I'm working on it. In my head right now, I'm going, I hope the druthers is going okay. What if it's not? What if everybody thinks my druthers is the worst druthers of the old druthers? And it was a big regret.
It won't be.
maybe this druthers should have just stopped while we were ahead. But now we're too far in and we just got to see it through. And everyone's just got to ride the ride with me. Oh, no. And I bet my hair still looks bad.
Looks good, keep going.
Okay, I hope that everything goes okay today and it's an okay Monday.
Something hot take.
Some
20 seconds! 20 seconds!
Oh my God, if I was in charge of a battleship, we would sink. Oh my God.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Marika, do you want to round us out? We do have 5 more minutes, pretty much. Do you want to?
I don't want to do 5 minutes.
No, not the full 5 minutes, but we might have to do a Marika's druthers for sure. Here we go, Marika's druthers. Oh, it's a more of a.
I'm just kind of thinking.
It's a little more grounded, Marika.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I can't match the energy of those, and I think it might be because I'm in my home. Not in the studio with everyone, and I feel kind of isolated, and I've had a hard time hearing everyone's their druthers, and it seemed like a lot of fun in there, but ultimately, like, now I don't even know if you can hear what I'm saying because the music's so loud, and that's kind of stressful. And it's also almost 4:30, and I've done no work today except for this work. And I have to go to a live show tonight and also do other work and eat food. And I don't know how I'm going to do all of those things. So now I'm a little stressed about that and those prospects, ultimately. And I kind of just want to sleep for a really long time. I think that it's crazy that, like, people can just commute and then get home and then also, like, cook a full meal and, like, still feel okay with their lives. Like, I get home and then I just, like, lay on my couch for an hour.
Yeah.
Plus.
That was easy.
Everyone got a druthers.
Oh, druthers.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty huge. Solid ep. Thank you guys for doing the episode. Plugs. Let's start with Allie.
Listen to The Pit Wall.
Yeah.
Oh!
Check it out. Chaotic with Muna. Every other Wednesday. Yes.
Does this episode come out this week?
No, this comes out in like a month.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Allie was on The Pit Wall sometime in the past.
3 weeks ago. This is coming out November 24th, I think.
November 24th. So go look up Allie's episode of The Pit Wall. She was great.
Hope you all have a Friday.
I think she might be on 2 in a row, actually, now that I think about it.
Wonderful.
Is that pile?
I'm plugging the pit wall. Anytime you're going to plug the pit wall.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, listen to the pit wall.
You have to stop.
And be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Yeah, listen to the pit wall. Oh, I hate that one.
And then...
Stop doing this.
That was all one button.
Listen to the pit wall. And go to my website, caseymakesmovies.com. I got a bunch of movies there. You can watch some movies I made.
Hell yeah.
That's Marika? A fun plug. Follow me on Letterboxd, please, at Marika Elon. Nothing else matters.
I was like, I have to do something else, and I started putting together my new vacuum.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram. Show this show to your friends. The post-nuptial episode is a good intro, I think. We need to start, I need to start promoting the shit out of this stuff, this show, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. We gotta figure out a way, a guide to explaining the HeadGum Podcast. That could be a fun video to make.
That is fun. I wonder if we change the name.
To
what?
Jeff's Witchin' Hour. Jeff's Litchfield Hour.
Litchfield?
Oh, I'm aware of Litchfield. There's a famous
Gilmore
prison
Girls,
there.
Famous prison?
Litchfield.
Yeah.
It's where Orange is the New Black takes place.
It's also where Gilmore Girls takes place.
No, it doesn't.
Litchfield County, Washington Depot.
Okay.
I lived in Connecticut.
Okay.
I feel like I was the target audience of that joke and it didn't really hit, so.
Let's end it on this note.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.